Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, as I'm continuing episode number 2 of season 2, and I've entitled this episode, Lord, Thank You for Your Blessings. Before I get started today, I want to just remind you that you can find the podcast on various podcast platforms. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I am so glad that you have tuned in today as we, of course, are approaching the Thanksgiving holiday. I just wanted to come on here and do another episode and just remind us of how thankful we need to be to God for all the blessings in our lives. And with the hustle and bustle of the season, I think sometimes we lose sight of that, and we just need to remember that we need to thank God for everything that He does, and we don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to do that. We can thank Him each and every day for what He does in our lives and being there for us whenever we need Him. So I encourage you to listen to the first part of this episode. I did a special Thanksgiving Day episode last year as well, and I encourage you to check that out. I talked a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving and talked about different people in the Bible and their story of thankfulness. And I'm doing something a little bit different this year. I'm just sharing verses with you that talk about and remind us that we are to be thankful to our God. And I started with several verses in the last part of the episode, and I want to continue doing that right now. And I should be able to wrap up this episode on this part. And before I ended the last episode, I gave you a verse from Psalm 100. And now I'm going to give you another verse from the book of Psalms. So you can go ahead and turn there right now, or you can go to your computer and you can type in Psalm 106, and it's Psalm 106, verse 1. Now, we have seen in several verses so far that have mentioned about God's love and how it endures forever. And we're going to see that again in this verse. And you heard me talk on the last part of this episode where I talked about that God's love endures forever. It never fades. It's not like human love that can be conditional, that can fade over time. It's a love that really I don't think we can actually truly comprehend the full compass of God's love for us. He loves us more than we could ever think or imagine. There is nothing that we can do in our lives that will make Him love us any less. He loved us so much that He sent His one and only Son to die for us and be the payment for our sins, so that we didn't have to die, so that we could spend all of eternity with Him. And I've heard it said this way many times before, and that is, it was love that kept Jesus on that cross. He loved us so much. He could have called down a host of angels to save Him. He could have easily saved Himself, but He did not, because He loves us so much, and He knew what His Father's will was, and He died for us and again served as the payment for our sins. That is love. That is true, true love. And that is why I think I've said this, and I'm not trying to compare what Jesus did on the cross with the soldiers that go out and fight for our nation. I'm not trying to do that because, of course, again, Jesus is the only true King. He is the only one. He is the perfect example of love and the way that we should live our lives. But the closest example that I can find of something that is even close to that same kind of love is the love that our men and women in uniform have. They're willing to risk their lives to go out and to fight for the freedoms that we hold so dear in this nation. And there are many that have sacrificed their lives for the freedom. And again, to me, that is great love. Greater love has no one than this, than one to lay down their life for their friends. That is a verse from the Bible, and that is so true. Of course, that's what Jesus did, and that's what many men and women in uniform have done for us as well. Of course, we can't thank them enough for what they have done, but I would gather to say that many of them did it because of their love for this nation and their love of what our country stands for. Hopefully that kind of maybe helps explain the love in a way, but I would say that doesn't even necessarily scratch the surface of the love that God has for us. The reason I mention that is because this verse once again talks about God's steadfast love. Psalm 106, verse 1, praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. That is repeated and repeated throughout the entire book. And usually when something's repeated, that is because we need to remember it. We need to remember that God's love is a steadfast love, and it endures forever. Some more verses. Now I'm going to jump forward to the New Testament, and we saw several of those verses in Psalms, but we are now in one that you may have heard before, and maybe I know I've seen a lot of Thanksgiving signs, a lot of Thanksgiving things that have this verse on them, but it's one that I don't want to say it's overused, but I don't want us to look past it either, and that's Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We as Christians have to serve as examples to others of what it means to be thankful, of what it means to be a hard worker, of what it means to be a leader. We are to be the examples. Christ was the perfect example. Now, obviously, we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to live perfect lives. We're going to stumble along the way. But we are to live as close to a life like Jesus lived and be an example for others in word and in deed, and do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I've always said this, I talked about this in one of my previous episodes. If someone cannot look at your life and say there's something different about them, then I would say you need to reexamine. You need to look and say, okay, how can I make an impact? You don't have to preach to everybody. You don't have to, you know, give them a whole bunch of memory verses. But your life needs to be one that people can look at and say, there's something different. You know, maybe it's they're thankful all the time. Why is that? They're happy all the time. You know, nothing seems to really rattle them. Like, they always seem to have this attitude of gratitude, because that will open so many doors. You will have people that don't know Christ that will come and say, how can you be thankful when this is going on in your life? How can you be happy when this is happening? And then it opens the door, and then we can say, why would we not be happy? Because having God in our lives is such a joyful thing. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the strength of the Lord is my joy. Our God is almighty. He is so powerful. Why would we not be happy? There's no reason why we can't be. Again, we'll have our good days and we'll have our bad days. That comes with the territory. That's just the way that life is. But we need to live our lives different from the way that this world lives. And it's easy to get caught up in the snags of this world, doing different things, and you look just like everybody else, or you look like those that don't know Christ. And that's where we have to have those cautionary moments. And that's where we need to know our Bibles and say, this is not what God would want me to do. But it's also, I think, an encouragement to us to also remind us to thank God for all the blessings in our lives. I'm going to keep saying that over and over on this episode, because it is something that we need to do. Staying in the book of Colossians, but moving over one chapter, Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. I'm not saying you have to start off every prayer by thanking God for the blessings in your life, but I think you need to weave that in there somewhere. Make your requests made known to God, because there are so many things that I think he wants to do for us. There is a verse that says, you have not because you ask not. We've got to ask him. But I think something that's very important in prayer is to thank him. And that's why at the end of every episode, you hear me say, and Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Because to me, that was the greatest act in all of human history. When Jesus died on the cross and he rose again on the third day, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And it was the greatest act of love in all of human history. I just can't thank God enough for that. And I hope you would say this the same thing. Think of someone in your life, if you don't know Christ, think of someone in your life who's made an impact on your life. And maybe that person's still alive, maybe that person's not. But have you told them thank you for making an impact, just for being there, for being a part of their life? See, I said this in the last part of the episode too. God puts us here for a reason. So I can't continue to stress the importance of just being thankful. Just being thankful. Yes, prices of things are high, inflation are high. You may not live in the greatest of circumstances. Maybe you had a rough upbringing. Maybe you don't really have a relationship with your parents. But I'm sure there is someone in your life that you would say, I am thankful for. And if you don't, and you think you're living here on accident, then I hope you will go back and listen to some of my previous episodes and just hear this as well. God loves you. No matter what you've done in your life, there is nothing that you can do that will make him love you any less. He loves you and he wants to be a part of your life. And I just encourage you to ask him to be the Lord of your life today. It's the greatest decision that you can ever make. It's something that will change your life, and you will start to see, because I know I have seen it. I've been following Christ now for about 27 years. And I just look back and say, Lord, thank you for being there in that moment. Thank you for what you did here. And thank you for what you did here. And God will never turn us away. He will never get tired of us thanking him for all the things that he does in our lives. And it never gets old. Just being thankful. It's something that I think is missing in this world today. As I said in the first part of the episode, we live in a me-first world that's instant gratification. We want everything now, when we want it, the way that we want it. And if we don't get it then, or we don't get it our way, then we get all upset and we're not thankful. And that just should not be the case. Lord, thank you for giving us this air to breathe. Thank you for letting us be here and making an impact in people's lives. And I thank him for allowing me to be able to even do this podcast and bring the good news and the joy of the gospel to you each and every episode that I do. So let me continue with the verses. I've got four more to share with you, and then I'll wrap things up for today. The next one is Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, and it says, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for God is a consuming fire. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." That is the other thing that I thank God for each and every day, is just thank you for allowing me, a sinner saved by grace, to be a part of the kingdom of God. We're not going to fully understand it this side of heaven, but being a part of God's kingdom is such an amazing, amazing privilege. To be identified with God, to be able to follow him and tell others about him and just be an example and be a light in this dark world. That's something that I can't tell you. It's a feeling that if you are and you strive to do that, you know what I'm talking about. It's this special feeling where you just say, Lord, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for giving me the chance to be able to do this. And there are so many people that miss out on that opportunity, and that's the sad part. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast, is because podcasts can go all over the world. And I don't want anybody to miss out on coming to know Christ and taking that step and having that same opportunity to be a part of God's forever kingdom. It's a kingdom that will never be shaken. It's a kingdom that will never, ever fall. And that, my friends, is something that I want to be a part of, and I hope you do as well. Continuing on with our verses, this is another one that you may have heard of many, many times, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ." This verse right here, we are not to be anxious about anything, but in everything we are to pray with thanksgiving and let our requests be made known to God. And when you are in those tough times and you pray and you thank God and you ask for his help, verse 7 reminds us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And for those that have been in those situations where it seems like all hope is lost, you don't understand, when you pray, there is a peace that comes over you because you know that God has got it. We give that over to God. We say, "God, this is yours. I don't know how you're going to fix this. I don't know what you're going to do, but it's yours." And then that peace that surpasses all understanding comes into our lives. But again, that goes right along with being thankful and knowing that he is always there for us and that we can turn to him. We are not to be anxious about anything. One of the pastors that I love listening to is Pastor J.D. Farag, and I'm not sure if this is his or if he got it from somewhere else, but I love saying this, especially when it comes to prayer. And that is, he said, "The problem is we pray about nothing, we don't thank God for anything, and we worry about everything. But what we should do is pray about everything, thank God for anything, and we'll worry about nothing." How awesome is that? How true that is. We are to pray about everything, thank him for anything that he has done in our lives, big or small, and we will worry about nothing. I want to encourage you to have this attitude of gratitude this Thanksgiving. As we are coming up to it, don't get caught up in the holiday spirit that you miss having that time to just be thankful, being around people hopefully that you loved and that you are thankful for. Couple more verses and I'll wrap it up for today, and that is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is not easy to thank God in the tough times. It is not easy to understand what God is doing when we seem to be at the lowest point in our lives. But we are to thank Him because it's usually through those moments, it's through the tough times, He helps us to persevere. But it's also, I think, the moments where we learn the most. He is always trying to teach us something. He is always trying to mold us and to shape us. You've heard it said that God is the potter and we are the clay. And He molds us with His hands, and He's constantly trying to mold us and make us more like Jesus each and every day. And so we are just to pray without ceasing. That is something that is, I think I did an episode all about prayer and the importance of prayer, and I cannot express that enough. And look, we're all busy. That's why I don't like this time of year. Most people would say, oh, I love Christmas. And I'm not saying I don't love Christmas. I'm just saying that the problem with this season is there are so many things going on. You may have all these Christmas parties that you go to and all these things that you're doing. Like I said, the shopping for Christmas and the Black Friday sales, and you know the kids will be out from school for a couple of weeks. And just it just seems like everything's just going 90 miles an hour, and not enough people stop and think and remember of all the blessings and thank God for everything that He does in our lives, and to pray and to just say thank you. And, you know, that's the other thing that I've said. We don't always have to pray and ask God for something. We don't have to ask for something every time. We can just tell Him, thank you. Thank you for doing that, Lord. As my mom has said, God gives us sweet little surprises every day. We just have to find them. You know, you may say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for letting me get through this day. I hope I made an impact in somebody's life. And if I didn't, then I still thank you for this day. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to go to Him and talk with Him and just worship Him. That is something that we are to thank Him for as well. And finally, the last verse that I want to share with you is one I've shared many times before, Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. My fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm talking to you right now. We are to have those attitude of gratitude. We are to be the examples. We are to be the light in this dark world to the non-believers. So we need to go out. We need to be thankful. I mean, it starts in the little things. It starts with how you treat those that you interact with every day. I've always said I think it shows a lot how we treat those that serve us, how we treat others, how we treat those that we interact with every day. We are to be kind to others. We are to love on others, but that doesn't mean that we necessarily have to believe in their lifestyle. Hopefully that makes sense. We need to love them, and that's why I called this podcast Truth from the Heart, because I want to bring you the truth from my heart and from God's Word and just share with you, because I love you. Many of you I will never meet in my life, never meet this side of heaven, but I love you, and I love people enough that I want to tell them about the good news of Jesus Christ, what He has done in my life and what He can do in your life. That's where it all starts. It starts with love. And that's why I read in those verses, God's love endures forever. So I just wanted to be clear on that. Know that a lot of times Christians get ragged on because, you know, people say you're supposed to be kind. You're supposed to love everybody like Jesus loved everybody. And He did. We are to love the sinner, but we are to hate the sin. And that's what the Bible says too. So I just wanted to be clear on that. Every person that God has put in your life is there for a reason, and we are to be thankful for them. Whether you like that person or not, because there are some good people in our lives, and there are some probably not, maybe some not so good people in our lives. But I think those interactions that we have, God gives us, and they all happen for a reason. That's why I didn't agree with the lockdowns during COVID. God did not design us as humans to be alone. He designed us to interact with one another. If He had wanted us to be like that and to stay at home and get locked down and be afraid of everything, He could have just made us all robots and made us all the same, because then it wouldn't make any difference. But He didn't do that. He made us to interact and to be able to love each other and to talk to Him and thank Him and just praise Him for who He is. So anyway, I hope that was an encouragement to you. I hope it gets you to maybe pause when you were listening to this episode and just thank God for all the blessings in your life. And I know that God has done some amazing things in my life this year. And I know this episode's going over the 20-minute mark. I'm going to try and wrap it up here in the next couple of minutes because I don't really want to do another part of this episode because I wouldn't have enough for a full episode. But this year's been up and down for my family. We lost my grandmother at the beginning of the year. My sister got married in April, so we picked up a brother-in-law. And so, of course, again, we're very thankful for that. And then my mom found her biological family. You've heard me talk about that on the last episode. And so we've had some new family members, and we are so thankful for that. And again, I can never think or imagine that God would have done that. That was not what I was thinking was going to happen this year, but I am so thankful that it did. Those new relationships that God gives us, man, there's so much to be thankful for the food on the table, whether you've got a huge Thanksgiving spread or whether you've got just a little one. We are to be thankful for everything that God does for us. Let me say a quick prayer and I'll close this out for today. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the grace and mercy that you extend to us, even though we definitely don't deserve it. And Lord, thank you for all the blessings in my life and for bringing those new family members into our lives. And just, Lord, thank you for the food that many will have this upcoming week on Thanksgiving. And again, Lord, just thank you for the gift of life. It is such an honor and a joy to be able to be a part of your kingdom and to share your word with the entire world. And Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, to be the payment for our sins. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Again, I hope you'll take time, pause this Thanksgiving, thank God for all the blessings in your life. But remember, you don't have to just thank him on Thanksgiving. You can thank him each and every day. And remember also the power of prayer. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless until next time.